Back at the scene of the crime, ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. It's game five of the six-game series between the Beloit Skycarp and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. One that has not been a friend to the visitors. Cedar Rapids 0-4 in the first four games of this series. They've scored under three runs or less in every game of the set. And last night was a heartbreaking loss for Cedar Rapids, a 4-3 defeat, courtesy of a two-out, two-run single by Josh Zamora, the number 9 batter in the lineup for Beloit. A bloop single out to left field. It scored both runs from second and third. The Skycarp closed it out in the ninth to win game four of the six-game series between the Colonels and the Skycarp. Two teams are back at it this afternoon after a snowy, rainy, wintry mix morning, early afternoon. The tarp is off the field and we are set for an on-time first pitch at 3:05 Central. And the weather, though, is still not that nice. It is partly cloudy skies overhead, but 42 degrees. It will be the lowest temperature at a first pitch for a Colonels game this season when this game begins in just about 10 minutes. Cedar Rapids trying to get back in the win column and end their longest losing streak since May of 2014. Right now it sits at 7. That streak was 8. Trying to not match that this afternoon and get back in the win column where the team started the season winning their first 5 games. Colonels were 5-0. They were riding high in first place. You wake up this morning, Cedar Rapids is alone at the bottom of the Midwest League West Division at 5-7. From first to worst in just about a week. Cedar Rapids trying to get back in the win column this afternoon. First pitch and starting lineups next on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit Colonels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
Cedar Rapids on a 7-game losing streak. Losers of the first four games of the 6-game series. Trying to get back in the win column at ABC Supply Stadium against a Skycarp team alone in first place in the Midwest League West Division. Here is the Cedar Rapids lineup, and Brian Dinkelman is pulling out a bunch of different stops. Trying to get back in the win column. It's a different look lineup for Cedar Rapids. And it starts with Ben Ross, DHing, batting first. First time this season, he is batting first, coming in to this afternoon, hitting .324 on the year, batting out of the leadoff spot this afternoon. Kalai Rosario behind him, the right fielder, first time he's batting second this season. He hits second. Tanner Schobel, the second baseman, hits third. Misael Urbina, the struggling center fielder, is in the cleanup spot. Jose Salas, the switch hitter, is the shortstop, batting fifth. Kyler Fedko in left field, hitting sixth. Keone Cavaco is the first baseman hitting seventh. Jefferson Morales is the catcher batting eighth. And Ernie Yake back with the Cedar Rapids Colonels rounds out the lineup hitting ninth. For Brian Dinkelman and company, a squad that needs some sort of offensive jolt, again playing without Emmanuel Rodriguez, and this afternoon playing with Noah Miller out of the starting lineup after he broke his 35-game on base streak yesterday and had a costly error in the bottom of the eighth inning, allowed Beloit to come back and win the game in the bottom of the eighth frame. The starting pitcher for Cedar Rapids this afternoon is Orlando Rodriguez, making his first start of the season, his third appearance. Expect this to be a bullpen day for the Colonels. Rodriguez, the right-hander, has pitched just 3 2/3 in the entire season. He is 2-0 on the year, picking up wins in both games he has pitched in. The lineup he'll see is a similar lineup rolled out there by Billy Gardner Jr. and the Beloit Skycarp. Dalvi Rosario, the center fielder, bats first. Jacob Berry, the third baseman, second. Joe Mack, not behind the plate this afternoon. He's DHing, hitting third. Edie Cappe, the second baseman, hits fourth. Davis Bradshaw, the left fielder, bats fifth. Eamon Marinez, the first baseman, hits sixth. Brady Allen, the right fielder, hits seventh. Bennett Hostetler is the catcher, batting eighth. And the hero from last night, Josh Zamora, is the shortstop, batting ninth. Beloit throwing out a left-hander on the mound. The first time a lefty will start for the Skycarp this season. It's the left-handed hurler Luis Palacios making his first start of the season. Well, for Beloit, that is. Actually, start of the year in AAA Jacksonville. The Jumbo Shrimp needed a starter or two. They brought up Palacios. He made three starts for Jacksonville. Went 1-1 with a ERA just over 5. So a guy that hung in there against AAA bats back here in High A, where he was set to start the season before Beloit needed an arm. So it's Palacios versus Rodriguez at Cedar Rapids versus Beloit. It's game 5 of this 6-game series between these two Midwest League West rivals, that is. Cedar Rapids in desperate need of a win. Beloit looking to keep the pedal on the metal and take the 5th game in a row against Cedar Rapids to begin this series at ABC Supply. First pitch coming up when we return on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
42 degrees in partly cloudy skies in the end of April. It's a beautiful thing, April baseball in Wisconsin. And we have it this afternoon between the Skycarp and the Cedar Rapids Colonels in game 5 of this 6-game series. Beloit winners in the first 4 contests of this set. Cedar Rapids looking to break their 4-game losing streak here at ABC Supply Stadium and break their overall 7-game losing streak, the team's longest since 2014. One more time, here is the starting lineup for the Colonels this afternoon. Ben Ross, DHing, bats first. Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, hits second. Tanner Schobel at second base behind him. Misael Urbina in center. He is batting fourth. Jose Salas, the shortstop, hits fifth. Behind him, Kyler Fedko back in left field, hitting sixth. Keone Kivaka, the first baseman, bats seventh. Jefferson Morales at the catcher position this afternoon, hits eighth. And Ernie Yake is the third baseman, batting ninth. The left-handed starting pitcher for Beloit is Luis Palacios, a guy who is not going to blow you away, but will fill up the strike zone all afternoon long. Cedar Rapids back in their red alternate road uniforms, red top, gray bottoms, navy blue outline of the gold letters and numbers, that CR crest on the chest plate. Left side for the Colonels. Beloit back in their home white uniforms. They've won all 4 games in those unis. White tops, white bottoms, black caps. Beloit blue lettering. Palacios is ready. The lefty kicks and tosses. His first pitch to Ross is in there for strike one. And we are underway right on time at 3:05 on this Saturday afternoon. The 0-1 pitch. Outside 1-1. Russ batting leadoff for the first time this season. Went 0-for-3 last night. Did take ball four. 1-1. Wave and a miss. He's way ahead of a changeup. For strike two. Palacios, just fastball, slider, changeup. The lefty keeps it real simple. Fastball does not get over 90 miles an hour. Sits 87 to 89. Out of the wind is 1-2. Got it by Ross, who's down swinging for strike three. So he's not going to throw it very hard, but it's deception and change of speed. Proved difficult to Ross, who's down on strike, the first out of this inning. So one up, one down. Good start for Luis Palacios. Here is Keone Cavaco, or I should say Kalai Rosario, now in. He looks at ball one inside in a slider. Rosario batting second for the first time this season. The 1-0 pitch. Down and in, ball two. Palacios on the mound has fallen behind Rosario, 2-0. Lefty's offering. Ground ball hit sharply to shortstop. Backhanded by Zamora. He knocks it down, bobbles, and doesn't have a play. It was hit sharply in the hole. Zamora fielded with the backhand, bobbled it in his glove, and by the time he recovered, had no shot to get Rosario speeding down the first baseline. The Colonels have a runner on with one gone at the top of the first inning. Curious to see how they rule that one. Was hit in the hole. First pitch to Schobel, who's now at home plate, is a dribbler foul down the third baseline. They have not flashed a hit or an error on the scoreboard here yet. But Rosario was on. One out, top of the first inning. Scoreless contest. Pitch to Schobel. Above the letters. Misses for ball one. They do officially rule it an error on the shortstop, Zamora. So no hit for Rosario to begin his day. He is on first base. And Schobel lifts this one high and shallow into right field, drifting onto the outfield grass to the second baseman Cape. He makes the one-handed catch for the second out of the inning. So Rosario still on first base, now with two outs in the frame. And here is Misael Urbina playing center field, second time this series. He's playing in central. First pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for strike one. I mentioned how Palacios is not going to walk you. In his career in the minor leagues, he's been pitching in minor league baseball since 2017. His pitch in there for a ball just missed above the zone. He has faced 1,432 batters. He has walked 56 of them. That's a walk rate of under 4%. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Right side of the field. Cappy, the second baseman, on his horse. But the right fielder, Allen, is there to make the one-handed catch to retire the side in this first inning. So nothing comes of the one-out error by the shortstop, Zamora. Scoreless top of the first for Palacios and the Beloit defense. We go to the home half of inning number one. Scoreless on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. And game five of this six-game series between the Colonels and the Sky Cart at ABC Supply Stadium. Orlando Rodriguez, the right-hander for Cedar Rapids, makes his first start of the season. His third appearance, he is 2-0. 3 2/3 innings of work, has not allowed an earned run. Batter sitting just 167 off the right-hander. Rosario to lead off, followed by Barry and Mack in this first frame. Rodriguez working from that hybrid windup, kicks and tosses, and his first pitch is lifted high, but not very deep into left field. Fedko started way back, now comes way in, and makes a one-handed catch at his chest for the first out of the frame. So one pitch, one out for Orlando Rodriguez. A guy who did make six starts last season for Cedar Rapids, including a start against Beloit, where he went 3 2/3, allowed one run on three hits, did not get a decision, struck out six. The batter is Jacob Berry, the switch-hitting infielder, batting left-handed against the righty Rodriguez. First pitch to him is in the dirt for ball one. The 1-0. Lifted high, deep, and foul down the right field line. Rosario gave it a chase, ran out of room. That ball at home run distance, but way foul down there. Over the picnic area, down the right field line. The count evens at 1-1. Barry's had a frustrating series against Cedar Rapids. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up left side of the infield. Ernie Yake, the third baseman, is there. Camps under it and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So two gently hit pop flies. And the first two Sky Carp are gone to begin this inning. Base is clear, two out for the DH, Joe Mack. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball for strike one. Cedar Rapids expects this to be a bullpen day. Not sure how many innings they're going to get out of Rodriguez. The 0-1. Fastball gets the outer black for strike two. I think the Colonels would be thrilled to get three solid innings out of Rodriguez before turning it over to the bullpen. The righty's 0-2. Breaking ball inside corner, caught Matt looking, strike three. Three pitch strikeout for Orlando Rodriguez to end the frame. We've played one scoreless contest at ABC Supply between the Colonels and the Sky Car.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Top of the second inning at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Game five of this six-game series between the Colonels and the Sky Cart. Calvin Christofor with you on this overcast Saturday afternoon in southern Wisconsin. Temperature right around 40 degrees for this first pitch. We begin the second inning. The batter is Jose Salas, and the first pitch to him is upstairs for ball one. Salas back in his old stomping grounds. The former Sky Cart playing now for the Colonels. 1-0 pitch. Dubbed off the end of the bat, twisting foul down right in front of the first base side dugout. That belongs to the home side, Beloit. Salas had a four-game hitting streak going at one point in this series. 1-1 pitch, grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline. That was close. Almost at extra bases for the first time this season. but instead it's just strike two. After Jose has snapped his four-game hitting streak, the shortstop today for Cedar Rapids is 0 for his last eight. Trying to get back into rhythm against his old mates. The switch hitter batting right-handed against the lefty Palacios digs back in. The 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner for ball two. Had the biggest crowd of the series on hand last night. 601 joined us. 2-2 pitch. Grounded sharp with his shortstop, but there is Zamora. He fields on the run, sets his feet. His throw is low, but Marinez catches it before it hits the dirt to complete the out, the first of the top of the second inning. Tonight's crowd on the bigger side as well on this Saturday afternoon. Fans braving the elements in this series. And why not? Skycarp have won the first four games of this set, going for win number five against Cedar Rapids this afternoon. One out for Kyler Fedko, the batter. Palacios' first pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. A 1-1 pitch. Inside corner catches the plate of fastball for strike two. This Palacios, a couple of really solid pitcher's pitches. That's what he has to do with that 87-mile-an-hour fastball. I mentioned his walk numbers last year. You know he can put it where he wants to. The lefty's 0-2 pitch. This one's in the dirt for ball one. With his walks, he only walked five guys last season in 82 and two-thirds innings of work for Class A Jupiter. The 1-2 pitch to Fedko. Lifted high into shallow right field. Easy play for Allen. He ranges over, camps under it, and makes the one-handed catch for the second out of the frame. So Palacios not going to walk you. We've determined that. But with that, and not much velocity, comes the home run ball. He walked five guys and allowed 11 home runs during his time with the Hammerheads. Batter is Keone Kivaka, who swings and misses. At a first pitch fastball by him for strike one. The lefty working quick out of the line, kicks and tosses. Kivaka hits this off the end of the bat into shallow center field. The right fielder Allen's going over. He's not going to get it. He moves past the baseball. The center fielder Rosario plays it on a bounce. It's a single for Keone Kivaka, his first hit of the series. And Cedar Rapids has a base runner on in the second. So Kivaka was on, two gone, and here is Jefferson Morales, the catcher, digging in this afternoon. First pitch to him. Down and in, ball one. Third different catcher the Colonels have used in this set. Cardenas has caught three games, Mack one, and now Morales. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a dribbler foul back to the screen. The count evens at one ball and one strike. Kivaka gets his lead. Palacios is 1-1. Swinging a line drive sharply hit into right center field. It's down a base hit. Kivaka goes first to third. He is in there standing up. And it's a two-out single. Back-to-back two-out singles by Kivaka and Morales there on the corners. With two outs in the inning for Ernie Yake. So after a ground out and a fly out to begin this frame, back-to-back base hits with two outs, and here is Ernie Yake in just his second start of the season for the Colonels in an RBI chance in the second inning. First pitch to him. Breaking ball gets the outside corner, strike one. Yake started one game for Cedar Rapids in the opening series against Peoria, went 1-for-4. Then was transferred to AAA St. Paul. A 1 pitch. Similar spot, similar pitch, same result. Breaking ball in the outside half for strike two. Yake got in one game with the Saints, went 0-for-3, did take ball four. And after a week in St. Paul, he's back with the Colonels in his first start this afternoon. 0-2 pitch, this one just off the outer black. Didn't miss by much, and the count to 1-2. Runners on the corner, scoreless game, top of the second inning. Two outs in the frame. The 1-2 to Yake. Swing and a miss, a fastball upstairs. And Yake couldn't lay off for strike three to retire the side. So the Colonels put runners on the corners after two out base hits, but no runs come across home plate. We're through an inning and a half, still scoreless on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network. Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Bottom of the second inning at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Tied contest, no runs apiece between the Colonels and the Skycarp here in Game 5 of this six-game series between the two sides. The first of two trips Cedar Rapids will make to ABC Supply Stadium. The second time the Colonels come here is in July, and that is only a three-game set. The Friday, Saturday, and Sunday following the All-Star break. Orlando Rodriguez back to work. His first pitch to the batter, Edie Capé, is a breaking ball in there for strike one. 4-5-6, Capé Bradshaw Marinez due up against the right-hander. His 1-0. Fastball pumped in there, strike two. Capé riding a 10-game on-base streak at the moment, hitting .371 during that stretch. The 0-2 offering, breaking ball lined softly into center field, but Urbina is there and hangs up for him. And the center fielder makes the one-handed catch. The first out of the inning. Wind like it has been the past couple of nights. Gusting out to right center field. Off the bat, I thought that had a chance to get down, but the wind carried it to Urbina for the first out of the inning. The batter is now Davis Bradshaw, and the first pitch to him is a fastball above the zone for ball one. Bradshaw, the left-handed hitting left fielder, open stance from that side. The 1-0 pitch gets the corner for strike one, now 1-1. Bradshaw 1-for-2 last night, reached three times, walked, and was hit by a pitch. 1-1. Dribbled back to the mound. Rodriguez nonchalantly fields and makes a throw to first for an easy putout, the second of the inning. Orlando Rodriguez said, been there, done that. Wasn't hit very hard at all, but he just gloved it and tossed it in one motion. Smooth play by the Colonel's pitcher. Base is clear, now two gone for Emmanuel Marinez. First offering. Breaking ball outside for ball one. Marinez a good night last night. Two hits and a sack fly. The 1-0. Below the knees, 2-0. The middle infielder turned first baseman for the Skycarp. He's played in all five games of this series at first base. Here's the 2-0. Outside, it's 3-0. Rodriguez's pitch. This one's a fastball in there. Marini has taken all the way for strike one. Scoreless game, bottom of the second inning. Bases empty, two outs. A 3-1 count to the batter, Marinez. Rodriguez's pitch. Fastball lifted. Foul territory, first base side. Cavaco ranging over. And he runs out of room. It's in the third row of the bleachers. Good crowd down that first baseline. Looks like it's some sort of school or group or gathering down there for this Saturday afternoon contest, game five of this six-game series between the two rivals in the Midwest League West. 3-2 pitch, lifted high and deep to right center field. Urbina going back, sprinting back. He's not going to get it. It one hops the wall for extra bases. Marinez is into second, and he will hold up there with a two-out double. He knew that was trouble off the bat. Urbina lost his cap sprinting after it, but it's a two-bagger for Emmanuel Marinez. And Beloit has a runner in scoring position with two outs now for Brady Allen, the right fielder.
First one, Brian.
Allen did not start last night. First time in this series he did not start. Rodriguez's first pitch upstairs for ball one. He did, though, come in and pinch run in the bottom of the eighth inning and scored the game-winning run in Beloit's 4-3 win. The 1-0. Breaking ball just off the corner, misses outside, ball two. Rodriguez now working out of the stretch for the first time this afternoon. The ready sets, now comes home. Swinging a ball lifted to right field, this one shallow, popped into the air. Plenty of time for Rosario to come in and make the catch to retire the side in the second. So nothing comes of the two-out double. We head to the third, still scoreless on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Live here, or right here, or way out in the middle of anywhere, you should have access to fast, reliable internet. That's why we were one of the first to bring gig speeds to every customer we serve. Why we're blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further. And why we're leading the way in developing one of the nation's first 10G platforms. It doesn't matter where you are. With Mediacom, you're always moving forward.
Choosing Miracle-Ear was a great decision. Like when I decided to host family movie nights. Miracle-Ear made it easy. I just booked an appointment, and a certified hearing care professional evaluated my hearing loss and helped me find the right device calibrated to my unique hearing needs. Now I enjoy every moment. The quiet ones and the loud ones.
Your local Miracle-Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
Both sides put runners in scoring position in the second inning. Neither side score, if you're mean. In a scoreless tie as we begin the top of the third inning at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Calvin Christofor with you on this Saturday afternoon, a chilly one in Beloit. Temperatures hovering around 40 degrees. Hoods, winter coats, winter hats out in full force in the seats around ABC Supply. Back to the top of the order for Cedar Rapids in the third inning. It'll be Ross, Rosario, and Schoble against the lefty Palacios. Who's out for his third inning of work. The left-hander working out of the wide, kicks and tosses his first pitch. A breaking ball that Ross swings and misses at for strike one. Ross, one of two strikeout victims for Palacios the first time around the order. 0-1, this one's off the hands, fouled back over the Beloit first base side dugout. The count in favor of the Skycarp hurler, now 0-2. He's ready, the pitch. Fastball nibbled foul down the stairs into the Cedar Rapids third base dugout. Count stays at 0-2. The offering. Broken back ground ball to shortstop. Zamora fields with the backhand, sets his feet. His throw is high, but Marinez is able to keep his foot on the base and pick it out of the air to retire Ross. Bang, bang play at first base. Good stretch by Marinez at first. Zamora's throw was high, but it gets the job done. One up, one down to begin the third inning. Base is clear for Kalai Rosario. First pitch to Rosie. Backdoor slider. Across home plate for strike one. The 0-1. Above the zone, 1-1. Rosario is probably the only Colonel in this lineup that does not want to leave ABC Supply Stadium. 1-1 pitch. Inside, ball two. He's having a good week. 6-for-11, 3 doubles, a triple, a homer. Or not a homer, but 3 doubles and a triple. 2 runs batted in. 2-1, just gets the top of the zone, 2-2. Rosario is looking for that first home run of the season. Can't imagine it will be long with the type of raw strength and power this guy has at home plate. The count is even, 2-2. With Palacios, the left-hander, who fires. Down and away, and Rosario went fishing for the changeup, running away from him. Comes up empty for strike three. Third punch out of the outing for Palacios. First two men are gone to begin the top half of the third inning. Scoreless game, bases clear. Two outs, top three. The first pitch to Schobel is lifted foul down the right field line for strike one. Tanner the opposite of Rosario. He's had a tough trip to Beloit. Just 1-for-13. The 0-1. Inside, ball one. That one was an RBI single last night to put Cedar Rapids on the board. Game the Colonels will lose 4-3. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Deep breath from Palacios. His 2-1 pitch. Swinging a laser foul over the tarp down the third baseline. And Schobel broke his bat. Second broken bat of this inning for the Cedar Rapids offense. Tanner has to walk back in. He's got enough bats. Doing a walk around the clubhouse last night. I counted 4 on the top of his locker. So the second round pick isn't in need of any bats. Breaks one, goes back and picks up an identical black bat. Now digs in for this 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Inside corner, no argument for Schobel. He just turns and walks back to the dugout. It is strike three looking. First 1-2-3 inning of the contest for Luis Palacios. Colonels down in order. We go to the home half of the third, still scoreless on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The internet for almost everything we do. Smart Cage, Feed Beaker. So when the internet doesn't work the way it should, you don't work the way you should.
Kevin!
That's why more homes and businesses rely on MediaCom. Our fiber-powered network delivers 99.99% reliability. And with 650,000 miles of fiber, we have more paths of connection and more ways to avoid outages. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours for you to rely on.
Hey, Colonels fans. Welcome to your tanning bar. We're Iowa's first exclusive airbrush tanning salon with 11 years in business and 3 locations. Get a customized spray tan applied by our certified technicians. The only healthy way to glow. Book online at yourtanningbar.com. Shop small and spray local.
Bottom of the third inning, still no score at ABC Supply Stadium between the Colonels and the Skycart. Calvin Cristoforo back with you on this brisk Saturday afternoon. Third inning of work for Orlando Rodriguez, the starter for Cedar Rapids. The guy making his first start of the season. A couple of relief outings to his name before this. Batter is Bennett Hostetler, and he swings to the first pitch, rolls it down the third baseline, sliding stab by Yate, comes to his feet, his throw is in the dirt, but Cavaco picks it out. Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Ernie Yate. What a play, and Hostetler is gone on one pitch to begin the third. Good play on both sides, the pick by Yate, and the pick by Cavaco. Base is clear for Josh Zamora. The the hero from last night looks at ball one below the zone. It was Zamora's game-winning single with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. One out in there for strike one, 1-1. That's what propelled Beloit to the fourth straight win of this series against Cedar Rapids. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. Sharp slider that time. Strike two. Zamora calls his timeout. Rodriguez never stepped off the rubber. His 1-2 pitch. This one's grounded sharply, but right at Salas, the shortstop. He fields, and his throw to first is in time to retire Zamora. Back-to-back bounce outs to begin the third frame. Two are gone. Back to the top of the order for Dalvy Rosario. Rodriguez working with tempo once again. His first pitch to Rosario's in at the letters for strike one. Rosario flew out to right field to begin this contest. Batting with the bases clear, two outs in a scoreless game, bottom of the third inning. The 1-0. Lifted off the end of the bat in a shallow center field. Urbina coming in a full sprint. Schoble, the second baseman, going out, and he makes the over-the-shoulder running catch. Couple of smooth defensive plays by the Cedar Rapids defense in this third inning. Skycarp go down in order thanks to some flashy leather. We head to the fourth, still without a score on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
I'm here to better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Bottom of the fourth inning, still scoreless at ABC Supply. The cold weather bringing with it a pitcher's duel on this Saturday afternoon. 40 degrees, overcast skies at ABC Supply. Palacios and Rodriguez for Beloit and Cedar Rapids respectively, pitching scoreless frames in the first, second, and third. The lefty for Beloit back out for his fourth inning of work. 4-5-6, Urbina, Salas, and Fedko due up for Cedar Rapids. First pitch to Urbina. Fastball through there, gets the outer black for strike one. Misael wearing a belt with a flag of his native Venezuela on it. 0-1 pitch, grounded down to third, easy play for Berry. Doesn't have to move, sets his feet, and throws a dart to beat Urbina. The first out of this top of the fourth inning. So two pitches for one out. And here is Jose Salas, the switch hitting shortstop, as they blare Baby Come Back to the former Skycarp as he walks to home plate. He swings at the first pitch and misses. Strike one. Salas part of the trade that sent Pablo Lopez from Miami to Minnesota. 0-1 pitch. Lined into right center field. This is hammered, but ranging over is Allen with room to make the catch. Thought off the bat, Salas might have had his first extra base hit of the season. But with Salas shading a little bit towards right center field, he was able to go over and make the grab. His second out to begin this fourth frame. Palacios working quickly. Here's Kyler Fedko now with two gone. First pitch outside, ball one. Palacios has retired his last six Colonels batters. Fedko lines this one into left field. In comes Bradshaw on the run. He makes the shoulder high catch. And Palacios throws just six pitches to retire the side in the fourth. Three up, three down for the second straight frame. We've played three and a half, still without a tally on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Colonels want to thank Greg's Lawn and Landscaping for taking care of the grounds outside of Perfect Game Care's field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Greg's Lawn and Landscaping, it's a cut above the rest.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015. We are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursday at the Colonels starting this May.
Every other Thursday, we will give away three 50-inch TVs or
three 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go, Colonels! Colonels.
Bottom half of the fourth inning in a flash at ABC Supply Stadium on this 40-degree, windy, cloudy afternoon in southern Wisconsin. Calvin Cristoforo with you as Cedar Rapids looks to ignite the offense and snap the seven-game losing streak. They're on defense at the moment. Orlando Rodriguez back out there for his fourth inning of work with a silent Cedar Rapids bullpen. You got it like this. Rodriguez has thrown just 29 pitches in his first three innings of work. 2-3-4 for Beloit. Here's the switch hitter Barry, who climbs in the left side and watches a first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Barry now just 2-for-18 in this series. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball above the zone, 1-1. The top position player prospect in the Marlins system. Just 7-for-56 on the young year. 1-1, wave and a miss. Rodriguez challenged him with a high fastball. He got it by Barry for strike two. Rodriguez looking to continue to mow Sky Carp batters down. His 1-2 pitch lifted high, not very deep, right center field. Rosario, the right field, is over. He gives way to the center fielder, Urbina, who makes the catch. First out of the home half of the fourth inning. So another rather remedial out for the Cedar Rapids defense on a softly hit pop fly. Leadoff man is gone for Beloit. Here's the DH, Joe Mack. Breaking ball in there for strike one to begin the at-bat. Mack, a strikeout victim, the only one for Rodriguez in the first inning. 0-1 pitch. Fastball at the letters, strike two. The top catching prospect in the Marlins system. A big 6'1", 210 frame. Former first round pick of Miami back in 2021. Behind in the count, 0-2, Rodriguez is ready. The righty's pitch, up and away. Morales had to pick it out of the air before it got to the backstop. Count to 1-2. Infield in the overshift, the 1-2 pitch. Dribbled that way down the right field line, but Rosario, or I should say Cavaco, the first baseman, playing right behind the first base pillow, fields on the foul line and taps the base with his foot for the second out of the frame. Another gently hit ball for another easy play by the Cedar Rapids defense. Two are gone in the fourth. Here is Yidi Cappe with the bases empty. Pitch to him. This is hammered high and deep to left field in the corner in his trouble. Drifting into foul territory, it stays fair, and it two hops the wall. Cappe into second, standing up, takes a big turn around it, but will pull back there with a two-out double. Second two-out, two-bagger of the contest for Beloit. The question wasn't if Fedco was going to catch it or not. The question was, was it going to be fair or not? That left field corner, kind of a blind spot here from the angle we are given to the visitor's broadcast booth. But it stayed on the inside in the field of play for a double for Cafe. He's now there with two outs for Davis Bradshaw, the left fielder. Left-handed bat against the right-handed pitcher. Watches a ball spike in 57 feet away from the pitcher's mound, nowhere near the strike zone for ball one. Rodriguez out of the stretch, looks back, Cafe, now his pitch. This one is again low, and it hits the ankle of Bradshaw, who drops down to all fours. Bradshaw is having a tough couple of days at home plate. Was hit in a pretty similar spot last night. It was when the bases were loaded, and John Wilson came out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen in the third inning. Took one down around the ankle then. Picked up an RBI. Similar spot he's hit this afternoon. And now he's on first base. Two out, two on. And here is Yimenel Marinez.
Get it out of here!
Rodriguez has pitched to him. Outside, a breaking ball down and away for ball one. So now Beloit threatening. Two out, two on. Scoreless game. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rodriguez's pitch. Fastball in the dirt. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Good hitter's count for Marinez, who doubled back in the second inning. The offering. In the dirt. Once again, he spiked a fastball. The count is 3-0. Now the Cedar Rapids bullpen is starting to get up with some tempo down there. Rodriguez was cruising before the 2-0 double by Cape. Now a 3-0 count to Marinez. Does he have the green light? The pitch. Fastball inside. It didn't matter. Missed off the inner part of the plate. It's a four-pitch walk, and the bases are filled with Sky Carp. With two outs in the inning, Carlos Hernandez, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation with Brady Allen coming to home plate. So a double, a hit by pitch, and a four-pitch walk. John Stankiewicz, the right-hander, is loosening in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Orlando is flying. Two outs into this fourth frame, but has hit a speed bump. Davis Allen, a guy who did not play last night after playing the first three games of the series, has an opportunity to give Beloit the first run of the contest. That would be for the first time in this series. Cedar Rapids has scored first in every other game. Rodriguez's first pitch. Slider below the knees, ball one. So four straight balls after the hit by pitch. Rodriguez working from the stretch, sets at the belt. The righty's 1-0. Swing a foul, straight back. Allen took a big cut, right on it. Hammers it foul for strike one. Cafe on third, Bradshaw second, Marinez first. Bases loaded with Sky Carp. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away, backhanded by Morales. A count back in favor of Allen at 2-1. Rodriguez would love to limp his way through this fourth frame. This is most likely his last inning. The 2-1. Fastball in the dirt, 3-1. The catcher Hostetler is on deck, but no place to put Brady Allen. This very well could be Rodriguez's last batter, trying to retire him. The 3-1. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Salas Fields bobbles and has no play. Everyone is safe. And it's an error on the Cedar Rapids shortstop to give the Sky Carp a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. Salas took his eyes off at the very last second. Was thinking about going to second base. Didn't look it into his glove. Recovered after he bobbled. Threw over to first. But Allen was safe. Bases remain loaded for Hostetler, the catcher. The first pitch to him almost clips his uniform. Misses inside for ball one. So 1-0 Beloit on the unearned run following the Salas error. 1-0 pitch to Hostetler. Fastball right down Broadway, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. One nothing Sky Carp. Beloit taking the lead. First, for the first time in this series. Now looking for more in the fourth. Bases still loaded. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a dribbler down the third baseline. Foul. Count at 1-2. Hostetler was the one that grounded out on the sliding play by Ernie Yake to begin the third inning. A guy with just two RBIs on the season, 2-for-18 to begin the year. This would be a big hit. The 2-1 pitch lifted into shallow right field, still carrying all the way to the warning track. Rosario turns around. It's off the base of the wall. Marinez scores. Bradshaw scores. Allen scores. It's a base-clearing double by Bennett Hostetler, and it is 4-0 Sky Carp. Man, oh man, off the bat, it didn't look like he got it. But with the wind blowing out to right center field, it just kept going and going off the base of the wall. It clears the bases. And it's 4-0 Beloit in the fourth inning, ending the day for Orlando Rodriguez. 3 2/3, really, really good for Rodriguez. But the Sky Carp hang 4 in the 4th, all unearned after the Jose Salas error. Still in the fourth inning, 4-0 Beloit. Pitching change from ABC Supply. We'll step aside. This is Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The two-out error by Jose Salas proves very costly in the bottom of the fourth inning. Would have ended the frame. Instead, a run scored on the play. The bases stayed loaded, and a two-out bases-clearing double by Bennett Hostetler has given Beloit a 4-0 lead in a hurry in the home half of the fourth inning. The night is done. For Orlando Rodriguez, he gives way to John Stankiewicz, the right-hander for Cedar Rapids, the first up out of the Colonel's bullpen. Stankiewicz making his fifth appearance of the season. 5.63 ERA, batter sitting .258 against the right-hander. Hostetler's on second. The batter is Zamora. Stankiewicz out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. First pitch breaking ball off the outer black for ball one. Hostetler with a bases clearing double. His first extra base hit on the season. Leads off of second base. 1-0 pitch to Zamora, the hero from last night, is fouled straight back. No action going in the Beloit bullpen. The 1-1 pitch. Slider gets the zone for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Stankiewicz looking to get out of this nightmare fourth inning. The 1-2 to Zamora. Up and in. Count even to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runner on second, two out in the inning. Already four runs home for Beloit in this fourth frame. 2-2 pitch, sky high pop-up foul. It gets out of play. Over our heads and onto the street behind us here at ABC Supply Stadium. Count stays even at 2-2. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, 3-2. Top of the order, Dalvy Rosario would be the ninth batter to hit in this inning if Zamora can get it to him. The 3-2 pitch misses outside. It's ball four, and two runners are back on for Beloit for Rosario. Two on, two out, already four runs home for Beloit in the fourth inning. And Rosario, who's 0-2, looking for more, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Stankiewicz's pitch in the dirt, ball one. Cedar Rapids already losers of the first four games in this series. Trying to prevent themselves from digging an even bigger hole, already down by four runs in the fourth here in game five. The 1-0 pitch, fastball hammered high and deep to left field. It is drifting, foul. But caught in foul territory. Fedko down the left field line makes the catch. Not much room down there, out of our view, but into the mitt of Fedko to end the inning in the fourth. It seems like that is poetic. That has how the inning is coming to an end. A fly out to left field by Rosario, and Cedar Rapids finally gets out of the fourth frame. But not before the offense for Beloit explodes for four runs on just two hits in the inning. 4-0 Skycarp. We've played four full innings at ABC Supply Stadium on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonel since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit kernels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit kernels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
So this game is flipped on its ear. A four-run, two-out rally for Beloit in the fourth inning has made it a 4-0 contest. Skycarp in the lead. Luis Palacios back out on the mound. He's been in the dugout for seemingly forever. That was a 4-run cushion. He Yoenis Vaca in the box to greet him, who swings to the first pitch, lines it down the third baseline, but snared out of the air by Berry, who makes a hopping catch to get Cavaco out on just one pitch. Well, if that is not how this series is going for Cedar Rapids, I'm not sure what is. Cavaco hooked it into left, but Berry, the third baseman, jumped to deny it. One is gone. Here's Jefferson Morales, who looks at a first pitch in there for strike one. Second night in a row, a critical error has cost the Colonels. Morales swings, lifts one into shallow right field. Allen camping under it, and the right fielder makes the one-handed catch. Two are gone on just three pitches to begin this fourth frame. Fifth frame, that is. 4-0 Beloit. Two out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. The Colonels bats again, silent up to this point. No runs on two hits. Here's Ernie Yake, the third baseman. First pitch to him is up and in, ball one. In this series, through four games, Cedar Rapids has scored just 9 runs. 1-0 pitch, line drive softly hit into right field. It's going to find a home for a base hit. Allen plays it on two bounces, and Ernie Yake has his first hit back with the Colonels. A looping two-out single to get Ben Ross an opportunity with a runner on in the fifth inning. Yake's second hit of the season. And here is Ross. Back to the top of the order for Cedar Rapids. First pitch to him. High fly ball, left center field, sending Rosario back in front of the warning track. Though he has room, he pulls up and makes the catch to end the inning in the fifth. So even with the two-out single, Cedar Rapids goes down in a jiffy. 4.5 gone by at ABC Supply. 4-0 at Sky Car on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
All right, let's see
what our Skycraft says. Cedar Rapids defense back out on the fields. After a jiffy quick 1-2-3, top of the fifth inning. After the Ernie Yake single. So the Colonels taking a 2-out base hit, but after that they went down in a hurry. John Stankiewicz back out on the rubber for his first clean inning of work in the bottom of the fifth frame. Jake Berry the first to greet him, and the first pitch to him. Outside, ball one. A 4-run bottom of the fourth inning has given Beloit a 4-0 lead. Now in the bottom of the fifth, Berry swings, grounds one up the middle, backhanded sliding play by Schoble, knocks it down, but has no play once he recovers. Ball was grounded up the middle. Schoble tried to make a stellar stop. Kept it from going into the outfield, but did not have a play. Once the ball was in his throwing hands, an infield single for Berry, just his third hit of the series. He's on, nobody out for the DH Joe Mack. First pitch, looping breaking ball in there, strike one. Mack 0 for 2. Strikeout in a pop-up. Stankiewicz out of the stretch, sets, now pitches. In the dirt, 1-1. Clouds remain overhead. Temperature remains around the 40-degree mark. We play into the 4 o'clock hour on this Saturday afternoon. Check over on Barry, who's back in with the head first slide. Skycarp have taken the first 4 games of this 6-game series. A 4-0 lead for Beloit in the bottom of the 5th today. Runner on, nobody out. The pitch to Mack is grounded through the left side, a base hit. Barry sprinting, tag second. He's going first to third. He's in there standing up, even with the ball hit to left field. So a hustle play by Jacob Barry going first to third. It's back-to-back singles to begin the 5th inning. Runners on the corners, nobody out. And here comes the Beloit offense once again for their RBI leader, Edie Cappe. Cappe began the rally for Beloit in the bottom of the 4th with a double in the left field corner to start the 2-0 rally where the Skycarp would score 4 times. First pitch, Stankiewicz throws him. It's a breaking ball in for strike one. 4-0 Skycarp, back-to-back singles, has runners on first and third with nobody out to begin the 5th. The 0-1 in the dirt, kicked away from Morales. No advance for Barry going to the plate, but Mack does scamper to second. So that takes care of the double play opportunity. Now two runners in scoring position for Edie Cappe, with his team already ahead 4-0. A big error costing Cedar Rapids again this afternoon. Infield now comes in for this 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to short right at Salas. He looks Barry back to the third base bag and flips onto first to take care of Cappe. Just what Cedar Rapids wanted to get out of bringing the infield in. Cappe bounces out, nobody moves. Runners stay on second and third. Now with one out for Davis Bradshaw. Infield remains in, the first pitch. Dribble down the third baseline, fielded in the backhand by Stankiewicz. He goes home, his throw is offline. Morales just can knock it down. The run comes home to score. Mack safe at third, Bradshaw safe at first. Stankiewicz tried to make a hero play that time when he probably shouldn't have. Another run is in for Beloit. It is 5-0 Skycarp. Stankiewicz probably had a play at first base, instead went home. His throw was nowhere near the plate. Everyone safe, 5-0 Beloit. Now runners on the corners for Emmanuel Marinez. And the first pitch to him is upstairs for ball one. Matt Mullenbach, the right-hander, now loosening in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Beloit's pen still silent. Stankiewicz is 1-0. Broken bat, ground ball fair down the third baseline under the glove of Yake. In to score is Mack. Rounding second, now coming to the plate is Bradshaw. He slides, he is safe. Into second goes Marinez, and he is safe there. A 2-run double down the third baseline by Emmanuel Marinez. The beat goes on for Beloit. It is 7-0 Skycarp in the 5th inning. Bradshaw scoring all the way from first base on a ball dribbled down the third baseline on a broken bat under the glove of Ernie Yake. Bradshaw hustling all the way to score. Marini is up to second, 3 runs home in the 5th, and not done. Here is Brady Allen with the runner in scoring position, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. So 7-0 Skycarp, 4 runs in the 4th, 5 or 3 runs now in the 5th, with a runner on second base and still just 1 out in the inning. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball by the swing of Allen. The count to 0-2. Colonels have scored just a combined 9 runs in this entire series. Beloit with 7 runs, with just 1 out in the 5th this afternoon. Allen swings and misses, and Stankiewicz maybe letting some frustration out. Punches out the Beloit right fielder on 3 pitches. The second out of the inning. Marinez remains on second base, and here is Bennett Hostetler. He's got a 3-run triple on his line today. Stankiewicz's first pitch home. Breaking ball gets to the top of the plate for strike one. That Hostetler double, end of the day for Orlando Rodriguez, who pitched really well. An error by Jose Salas cost the team some runs in the 4th. 0-1 pitch, foul tip off the mask of Morales at home plate. That counts 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 7-0 Beloit. Runner on second base, 2 outs, bottom of the 5th inning. The pitch, down and away, missed on a slider for ball 1.
1-2.
Stankiewicz looking to end this 5th frame. Beloit with already 3 runs home in the inning. The 1-2 to Hostetler. Fouled straight back. The count will stay at 1-2. The Beloit offense lighting a fire on this chilly Saturday afternoon. Most runs they've scored in a game this series. Most runs already Cedar Rapids has given up in a game this season. The 1-2 to Hostetler. Breaking ball popped up down the right field line. Foul territory drifts. Rosario's over there. And in foul ground, he makes the one-hand catch in front of the warning track to finally end the 5th inning. But not before, again, Beloit puts together 4 hits and scores 3 times. 7-0 Skycarp. We're through 5 full on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network. Hey, Colonels fans. Are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's #1 builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Largest soul Cedar Rapids has been in this season in his 7-0 Skycarp. We begin the top of the 6th inning. Beloit already winners of the first 4 games of this series. Well on their way to winning in #5. 4 runs in the 4th, 3 in the 5th. Luis Palacios, the starter for Beloit. Deck out for his 6th inning of work, and why not? A 7-run cushion. He has pitched really well. Not allowing a Cedar Rapids run, he's allowed just 3 hits. 4th Beloit starter of this series to pitch into the 6th inning. He'll get 2-3-4, Rosario, Schobel, and Urbina for a Cedar Rapids offense. Batting just 173 in this series coming into play this afternoon. Trying to just chip away at a 7-0 deficit. Palacio's first pitch. Changeup gets the outer black for strike 1. Palacios making his first start in high A this afternoon this season. 0-1. Same pitch. Rosario swings and misses. Another changeup for strike 2. Rosie struck out on that pitch back in the 4th inning. Palacios made his first three outings of the season for AAA Jacksonville. Got a win for the Jumbo Shrimp, went 1-1, ERA just over 5. His 0-2 to Rosario. Off the end of the bat, shallow right field, foul territory. Ranging over is Marinez, and he's got room to make the running one-hand catch to retire Rosario for the third time today. Now 11 of the last 12 batters retired by Palacios, whose first pitch into Schobel is there for strike one. A strike-throwing machine, we knew that coming in. His 0-1, this time outside. He's thrown 61 pitches, 44 strikes. 44 strikes, just 17 balls. His 1-1 to Tanner. Swinging a line drive, but fouled on the third base line. Count quickly to two strikes, it's 1-2. Palacios with a fastball not exceeding 90 miles an hour has dazzled Cedar Rapids bats to this point. His 1-2 pitch, just above the zone, misses ball two. 7-0 Skycar. 7 runs on 6 hits for Beloit. Nobody on, 1 out, top of the 6th inning. Pitch to Schobel's upstairs, and the count is drawn full in the Cedar Rapids second baseman today. Palacios still working at a hybrid windup. He starts his motion. The lefty's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string on another nasty changeup, running down and away from the right-handed Schobel, who swings over the top of it. Schobel's gone on strikes for the second time today. Base is clear. Now two outs for Misael Urbina. Fifth punch out of the day for Palacios. And here is the center fielder Urbina, who swings at the first pitch and rolls it down to third. Barry Fields throws to first, and plenty of time to take care of Urbina and the side. Another quick 1-2-3 inning for Luis Palacios, his third of the kind in the last four frames. 7-0 Beloit remains the score through 5.5 at ABC Supply on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
We believe that whether you live here, or right here, or way out in the middle of anywhere, you should have access to fast, reliable internet. That's why we were one of the first to bring gig speeds to every customer we serve. Why we're blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further. And why we're leading the way in developing one of the nation's first 10G platforms. It doesn't matter where you are. With Mediacom, you're always moving forward.
Choosing Miracle-Ear was a great decision. Like when I decided to host family movie nights. Miracle-Ear made it easy. I just booked an appointment, and a certified hearing care professional evaluated my hearing loss and helped me find the right device calibrated to my unique hearing needs. Now I enjoy every moment, the quiet ones and the loud ones.
Your local Miracle-Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
7-0 Skycar, home half of the 6th inning at ABC Supply Stadium, which might as well be a haunted house for the Colonels in this series. Already losers the first four games of this set, down by a touchdown with just 9 outs to play with in this ballgame. New pitcher on for the Colonels is the right-hander Matt Mullenbach, his 4th outing of the season. 0-1 on the year, ERA of 7.36. Batter is hitting 390 off the right-hander, who had 2 good outings before he ran into a bunch of trouble. Last time out against Quad Cities, got the loss, allowed 3 runs and 2 in just 2/3 of an inning. The batter is Josh Zamora, the number 9 man for Beloit, and the first pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Mullenbach, the tall 6'4" righty from the first base side of the rubber, his 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, 1-1. This is the only game going on at the moment in the Midwest League. 1-1 pitch. High fly ball left center field chasing Urbina back, but he's got room. In front of the track, he turns around and makes the one-handed belt tie catch for the first out of the sixth frame for the Cedar Rapids defense. Couple of night games around the Midwest League. A couple of games canceled and a couple of games final. The two finals to tell you about, South Bend keeps winning. They are now up to 9-5 on the season. First pitch to Kyler Castillo, who's pinch hitting for Dolby Rosario, who's below the knees for ball one. Castillo, a guy in the lineup the past two nights, pinch hitting for Rosario right now. Seeing Mullenbach for the first time, the 1-0 pitch. Gets the outside corner, 1-1. The Cubs take down Great Lakes, 4-2. West Michigan takes care of Dayton. The Whitecaps are now 9-5. 5-4 the final in that one. 1-0 pitch to Castillo. Ground ball second base right to Schobel. He sets his feet, throws to first. An easy 4-3 putout. Two are retired to begin the sixth frame. Lansing and Lake County can't seem to play baseball in Lake County. Their postponement from last night was scheduled for a doubleheader today, and both of those games have been canceled. They're not going to play a tripleheader tomorrow, so they'll have to move a game to another series. Batter is now Jacob Berry. First pitch to him is in the dirt for ball one. They've already played a doubleheader after a cancellation earlier in the week in that series, so this is the third canceled day for the Lansing-Lake County series. 1-0 pitch to Berry. Inside, gets the zone on the inside corner for strike one. Later tonight, Wisconsin is in Quad Cities for the fifth game of that series. Mullenbach's 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen. And suddenly, red-hot Peoria, after sweeping a doubleheader of Fort Wayne yesterday, goes back at it with the 3-10 tin caps.
Oh, my bad.
Later this evening as well. Mullenbach's 1-2 pitch, looking for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Inside corner, gets the bottom of the zone, and Berry is caught baffled for strike three. Some argument from the dugout on the Beloit side, but Berry is gone, looking for strike three to end the sixth inning. So Matt Mullenbach comes out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen and pitches a 1-2-3 sixth frame. We head to the seventh, still with the Colonels in a massive hole. 7-0 Beloit on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The fact is, we use the internet for almost everything we do. Smart Cage, Feed Beaker. So when the internet doesn't work the way it should, you don't work the way you should.
Kevin!
That's why more homes and businesses rely on MediaCom. Our fiber-powered network delivers 99.99% reliability. And with 650,000 miles of fiber, we have more paths of connection and more ways to avoid outages. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours for you to rely on.
Hey, Colonels fans. Welcome to your tanning bar, where Iowa's first exclusive airbrush tanning salon with 11 years in business and three locations. Get a customized spray tan applied by our certified technicians. The only healthy way to glow. Book online at yourtanningbar.com. Shop small and spray local.
Seven nothing Sky Cart. Beloit still with a massive lead. Top of the seventh inning at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Luis Palacios on for his seventh inning of work, and why not? He's allowed no runs on just three hits up to this point. He'll get Salas, Fedko, and Cavaco, 5-6-7 for Cedar Rapids. His first pitch to Jose is in there for strike one. Evan Fitterer's 6 1/3 inning performance, the longest start against the Colonels this season. A one pitch in there for strike two. That was in the Beloit win on Wednesday night. Palacios looking to match that with nobody warming in the Beloit bullpen. His 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss, back to the changeup, and Salas is nowhere near it for strike three. The Cedar Rapids offense has no idea what to do with Luis Palacios. is continuing to just dazzle the Colonel's bats. One is gone, a strikeout on three pitches, and here is Kyler Fedko with the bases clear. Palacios continuing to pump strikes. Floats one in there for strike one. Working quickly out of the windup, his pitch. This one just misses off the top of the zone. Strike one, 1-1. 7-0 Sky Carp in game five of this six-game series. 1-1 pitch. Line drive out to shortstop, picked on a bounce by Zamora. He collects his feet and throws to first for a pretty out. The second of the seventh inning. Fedko hit it off the end of the bat. Zamora played it up the middle on one bounce, collected himself, able to get enough on the throw to throw out Fedko. He's got a big grin on his face. Kyler is gone. And now the longest start against Cedar Rapids officially belongs to Luis Palacios. 6 2/3 down, looking for a complete seven against Keone Cavaco, who swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Cavaco has one of the three Cedar Rapids base hits today. A one pitch, nubbed back to the pitcher's mound, fielded by Palacios. He spins, throws to first, and beats Cavaco for another 1-2-3 inning. Luis Palacios is dealing seven scoreless innings against Cedar Rapids, and it's a 7-0 Beloit lead. Stretch time at ABC Supply. The Sky Carp a touchdown, the Colonels a zero. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
I'm here to better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Seven nothing Beloit. Bottom of the seventh inning at ABC Supply Stadium. Calvin Cristofori with you on the ride. It's been bumpy in this Saturday afternoon contest. Sky Carp with four runs in the fourth inning, three more in the fifth. Well on their way to winning the fifth game of this series and taking the first five against the suddenly last place Cedar Rapids Colonels. Matt Mullenbach pitched a 1-2-3 sixth inning, back out there for the seventh. 3-4-5 for Beloit, his first pitch to Joe Mack. It's a fastball in there for strike one. This 7-0 deficit, the largest deficit the Colonels have faced this season. 0-1, ground ball tap fouled on the third baseline. No one's over there with Yake playing at the normal shortstop position. Sal is pushed up the middle. So Mack almost dribbled that down the third baseline for a two-bagger. Instead, it's strike one. The count evens at 1-1 on the big DH for the Sky Carp. Here's the pitch. Up and away.
1-2.
The count now 1-2. The big 6'4" right-hander sets at the belt. Mullenbach's 1-2. Wave and a miss. And that's what it was. Dropped to a knee, just floated the bat around. Swings and misses for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mullenbach. One to begin the seventh after one ending the sixth. Bases clear, one out for Edie Cappe. Cappe has been an igniter, a catalyst for Beloit this afternoon. Mullenbach's first pitch to him is rolled softly down the third baseline in no man's land. It's an infield single. Yate can run up barehanded, but only can put it in his pocket. Second hit of the afternoon for Edie Cappe. It's a roller to no one in particular. And Cappe is on with one out in the frame. Seven nothing Sky Carp, one on one out, bottom of the seventh inning. Beloit just giving it to Cedar Rapids this week. First pitch swinging from Bradshaw, grounds it up the middle. Salas tags the runner, Cappe. Bradshaw sprints down, is safe at first base. On the sixth unassisted tag play, one pitch, one out. Bradshaw is retired. Now two are gone for Yimenel Marinez. Guy who's also had a good game. Two doubles, two RBI, a run scored for the first baseman for Beloit. Mullenbach's first offering outside, ball one. Bradshaw now the runner on first. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. 7-0 Sky Carp the lead. 1-0 pitch outside, ball two. -44, but that Sky Carp dugout is feeling red hot. So 2-0 pitch outside, now 3-0. Does Marinez have the green light? Answer's no. 3-1 pitch upcoming after the 3-0 fastball's in there for strike one. Deep breath from Marinez. He's been on base all three times. A couple of two baggers on his line. Now looking at a good hitter's count with a 3-1 pitch. Swinging a sharply hit ground ball, but right to Salas, the second baseman. He fields, flips to second, where Schobel is covering to end the seventh inning. So back-to-back scoreless frames from Matt Mullenbach out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen. It remains a 7-run contest. 7-0 Sky Carp. We move to the eighth on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Colonels want to thank Greg's Lawn and Landscaping for taking care of the grounds outside of Perfect Game Care's field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Greg's Lawn and Landscaping, it's a cut above the rest.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015. We are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursday at the Colonels starting this May.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels! Colonels.
They announced the largest attendance of the series this afternoon at ABC Supply Stadium. 732 on hand to watch this offensive explosion by the Beloit Sky Carp. 7 runs for Beloit, scoring 4 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th. Or scratch that, 4 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th. The Cedar Rapids offense silenced by the left-hander, Luis Palacios, who goes 7 strong innings, allowing just 3 runs. His night is done. And now the right-hander Chris Machma comes in, making his 4th appearance of the season. And he hasn't been sharp to start the year. 5 earned runs in 3 1/3 innings. 8-9-1, Morales in to greet him. The righty's first pitch, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Machma, a Midwesterner from Holland, Michigan. Former 19th round selection, or I should say the 12th round selection in 2019 of the Miami Marlins. The big righty works from the stretch, his pitch. Fastball spiked in there for ball two. Now 2-0 to Morales. Machma stands 6'4". righty sets at the chest. It's 2-0. Fastball right down the middle. Snaps the mitt of Hostetler for strike one. That crowd is 732, still hanging around. Why not? Home team's up by 7 in the 8th. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball gets the knees. Strike two. Morales, the batter, native of Venezuela, wearing a hooded sweatshirt underneath his red uniform. The 2-2 pitch. Foul straight back. They'll do it again. Jefferson coming into play today, riding a 12-game on-base streak dating back to last season. He's already extended that with a single in his first at-bat in the second inning. The 2-2 pitch. This one's hit sharply in the hole. The shortstop Zamora slides. Backhand pick. Throw to first. Offline and down into the right field corner. Good backup by the catcher. Hostetler's down there to prevent the advance from Morales. That's going to be scored an infield single. The second hit of the afternoon for Jefferson Morales, who just continues to produce every time he's in the lineup. Rolled that 104 miles an hour off the bat. Really tough play for the shortstop Zamora to make. He didn't. The Colonels get the leadoff man on in the 8th inning. Trying to chip away with just 6 outs to play with, down by 7 runs. 7-0 Skycarp in the 8th. And here's the third baseman, Ernie Yake. First pitch to him, fastball, line foul. Down the third baseline. Yake in his return to Cedar Rapids after a week with AAA St. Paul. 1-for-2, strikeout and a single against the starter Palacios. Seeing Makma for the first time. The righty's pitch against lefty batter. Here it is. Outside, ball one, 1-1. 7 runs, 7 hits, an error for Beloit. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Cedar Rapids. We play in the top of the 8th inning in game 5 of this nightmare 6-game set for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Machman took something off at that time. A changeup. Yake ahead of it for strike two. Yake wearing the number 48, his third different number for Cedar Rapids this season. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, sharply hit but fell down the first baseline. They'll do it again, 1-2. Yake was initially number 45. But when he got called up to AAA, Mike Paredes, the relief pitcher, came in and took number 45 from Yake. And then when Yake rejoined the team in Cedar Rapids, there was no extra uniforms. The Colonels didn't pack any extra jerseys. So Yake took number 46, which belonged to pitching coach Jonas Lovin. The 1-2 pitch to him. High fly ball, right center field. This is hit deep. Allen's going back, still going back to the warning track. He leaps. He can't get it. It's off the wall. Morales tags second. He's up to third. He will get the break sign there. It's a wall ball double for Ernie Yake. And no matter what number he's wearing, that ball was scalded. Ernie Yake showing he can rake. A two-hit day, and two runners are in scoring position. With nobody out, Colonels have some life, down by 7 runs, trying to chip away in the 8th inning. So here is Ben Ross back at the top of the Cedar Rapids order. Two runners in scoring position on for him. Nobody out. Top of the 8th inning. Machma's first pitch. Breaking ball lifted in a shallow right field. Second baseman Cappe going out. Allen, the right fielder, coming on. Morales is not tagging, and Allen makes the catch. For an unproductive first out of the frame. Thank you. Gonzalez on third, Yake on second, one out in the inning. Now an RBI chance for Kalai Rosario with one gone. Colonels looking for some positives to come out of this game with, down 7-0 in the eighth inning. First pitch to Rosie, fastball gets the inside corner for strike one. A one pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. One pitch, swing a ground ball, sharply hit to second, it will score the run. Cape Fields throws to first, it gets Rosario there. But Morales comes in and Cedar Rapids is on the board. Kalai Rosario has an RBI ground out for the second straight night. It's 7-1, Beloit. In the top of the eighth inning. Yake moves up to third base on the play. So with two outs and RBI chance now for Tanner Schobel. Lockman's first pitch. Throwing downhill on the mound, outside for ball one. And it's a straight downhill for Machma with that 6'4" frame and over the top release point. Looks like he's throwing from a mountaintop. The 1-0. Fastball fouled back, 1-1. Battle of the number 26. It's on Machma's back in Beloit blue coloring, they call it. Black outline, Schobel's 26 on his back in the gold with the Cedar Rapids navy blue outline. Here's the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball line sharply but foul down the right field line. The count in favor of the pitcher, 1-2. Tanner with his Minnesota Twins socks, two red stripes at the top, the Twins logo on the side. Behind the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive down the third baseline, but caught. Barry is there again to snatch away a Colonel's hit for the second time this afternoon. Tanner thought he might have had extra bases and an RBI. Instead, that is how the top of the eighth comes to an end. So Cedar Rapids does get a run on two hits. It's still 7-1 Beloit. We head to the home half of the eighth inning on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonel since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit kernels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit kernels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
Colonels get a run back in the eighth inning. But now down by 6, not going to be enough as we play in the home half of the eighth frame. In a hurry. This game at the moment, just 1 hour and 40 minutes since our 3:05 first pitch today. New right-hander on for Cedar Rapids, it's Charlie Neuweiler. Good outing for Matt Mullenbach. He went two scoreless frames, allowing just one hit. Neuweiler making his fourth appearance of the season. Does not have a record, ERA just under 5. Batters, though, just hitting 154 against the right-hander. He'll get the bottom third of the order, Allen, Hostetler, and Zamora. Allen's in, the first pitch is rolled to shortstop, playable for Salas. He fields on the run, now sets his feet and throws across the diamond. One pitch, one out. Allen is retired to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. So one man is gone on one pitch. And here is Bennett Hostetler, owner of the first haymaker thrown by Beloit today. A bases clearing double in the fourth inning. Newell's first pitch is down and in for ball one. That turned a 1-0 game into 4-0, and since Beloit has never looked back. 7-0 Skycarp, bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch, swing and pop up, right side of the infield. Keone Kavatko, the first baseman's there to catch the number for the second out of the inning. So an efficient frame by Neuweiler, two gone on just three pitches. Bases empty, two out now for Josh Zamora. Zamora, the hero last night, 0-2 today, has reached base on a walk. Looks at the first pitch breaking ball, get in there for strike one. Everyone in the Beloit lineup has reached base today, except for Dolby Rosario, and he will not. He was pinch hit for his last at bat. 0-1 to Zamora's down and in, ball one, now 1-1. Castillo, the batter who pinch hit for him and who waits on deck, also has not reached today. He grounded out and is only at bat. Newell's 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Colonels will have Urbina Salas Fedko, 4-5-6 due up in the top of the ninth inning. And they will be down by at least 6 runs. Newell's 2-1. Off the hand, softly lined up the middle. There is Schobel, the second baseman, playing behind the second base bag. And he throws over to first for a 1-2-3, Charlie Neuweiler, eighth inning. So the Colonels have gotten three sharply pitched innings out of the bullpen, but after the fifth inning, when Beloit took a 7-0 lead, the offense of the Skycarp hasn't needed much more. 7-1, the home side, last chance for Cedar Rapids when we come back on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Seven-one Beloit. We're quickly in the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for Cedar Rapids, down by 6 runs on this chilly Saturday afternoon. Skycarp taking the first 4 games of this series. They are 3 outs away from taking the first 5. This one in blowout fashion. Josh Scheer, the right-hander, on to close it out for the Skycarp. Making his fourth appearance of the season. Does not have a record, has allowed 2 earned runs in his 4 frames. Urbina Salas Fedko trying to get a rally started for Cedar Rapids. Misael's in, the first pitch to him. Fastball in there for strike one. Sheriff sets at the belt. The righty's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball gets the zone as well, this time for strike two. No 2 pitch in the dirt. Urbina doesn't go chasing. The count. Now to 1-2 in the Cedar Rapids batter. Shared pitched in the win on Wednesday night for Beloit. 1-2 pitch. Just missed the top of the zone. Urbina bended out of the way of the breaking ball that spun in. It was across the plate but high for ball two. Shared went 2/3 of an inning. walked a batter, nothing else. 2-2 pitch, same spot, same result, just a hair high. And the count now full in the Cedar Rapids center fielder. Jared has that big fastball that can reach 98 miles per hour. His full count pitch lifted gently into right field. Allen is there in plenty of time to make the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. So Beloit trying to rip the Band-Aid off fast for Cedar Rapids. This game on pace to be the quickest the Colonels have played this season in their largest defeat of the year. The batter is Jose Salas, and the first pitch to him is a strike on an off-speed pitch, 0-1. 7-1 Beloit. Nobody on, runner out, top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, sky-high pop-up, shallow left field. Zamora still on the infield dirt, and the shortstop makes the catch. Kepler and easy pop flies to begin the ninth inning. Colonels down to their final out. Kyler Fedko now the batter. Try to keep this game going for the Colonels. Cedar Rapids needs 6 runs without committing an out to keep this game going. First pitch to Fedko is in the dirt. Ball one. Beloit has already won the first five, or the one already won the first 4 games of this series. One out away from grabbing the 5th to begin this 6 game set. Fedko swings. Fly ball foul down the right field line. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Kyler's 0 for 3, 2 fly balls to the corners, and ground out to short. One pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Keone Cavaco, the first baseman, waits on deck. He's got one of the five Cedar Rapids hits today. 2-1 to Fedko. Fastball, outer black, gets the zone. Kyler didn't like the call, but now Cedar Rapids is down to its final out today. 7-1 Beloit. Bases empty, 2 outs. Bottom of the ninth inning, or I should say the top of the ninth. Here's the 2-2 in the dirt. Fedko laid off of it, and the count has filled up. 3-2. Full count, 2 outs, top of the ninth. Beloit up by a half dozen. Looking for one more pitch. The 3-2 offering. Fly ball hammered high and deep to left field. Bradshaw's going back, still going back on the warning track. He runs it down to end the ball game. Beloit 7, Cedar Rapids 1. It's the largest defeat for the Colonels this season, and it comes in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. The Skycarp have taken the first 5 games of this series. The Colonels have lost 8 straight for the first time since 2014. Totals and wrap-up coming up next when we return on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network. Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Maria!
Beloit has taken the first Five games of this six-game series against Cedar Rapids. They take game five this Saturday afternoon. In a total of just 1 hour and 49 minutes, the Sky Carp all over the Colonels, 7-1. It's the biggest blowout defeat for Cedar Rapids today in the quickest game the Colonels have played this season. Cedar Rapids with just one run on five hits, Beloit seven runs on seven hits, and the Sky Carp winners again against Cedar Rapids this afternoon. Luis Palacios gets the win for Beloit. He went seven innings, allowing no runs. He was dazzling, kept the Colonels' bats off balance all afternoon long. The longest outing for a opposing pitcher against Cedar Rapids. He goes seven strong frames, and Beloit wins this game 7-1. Sky Carp scoring four runs in the fourth, five runs in the fifth, went up 7-0, and never looked back, taking down Cedar Rapids for the seventh night, or I should say, the fifth night in a row here in Beloit. Cedar Rapids has dropped eight straight contests, the longest losing streak for the team since 2014. They will try to bounce back tomorrow in the series finale and escape Wisconsin with something positive on their resume. For now, the Colonels are in sole possession of last place in the Midwest League West Division, now at just 5-8 after starting the season 5-0. On the other side, Beloit has now won five straight. They sit alone atop the West Division at 10-4. Cedar Rapids offense stagnant again. They've averaged two runs per game this series. They score one today and allow seven to Beloit as the Sky Carp grab a 7-1 victory. One last check around the Midwest League. This game was the only game in action this early evening. It has now gone final. Lansing and Lake County cannot even get on the field. The third time this week, their game has been canceled. Today it was a doubleheader in the Twin Bill. Both canceled. They will make up tomorrow, I assume, two of them, but one of them will have to be pushed until the next time the Captains and the Lugnuts meet up. Earlier this afternoon, the West Michigan Whitecaps, a team that is now at 9-5 on the season, a squad coming to Veterans Memorial Stadium on Tuesday, a team atop the Midwest League East Division at the moment, with Lake County right now not playing. They moved to first place a half game over the Lake County Captains. That is a team coming, and they are coming in hot to Veterans Memorial Stadium, probably not what you want to hear against a struggling Cedar Rapids offense. Dayton, they take down today 5-4, the Whitecaps over the Dragons. South Bend, they remain going toe-to-toe with the Beloit Sky Carp. South Bend in second place in the Midwest League West. They take down Great Lakes 4-2 this afternoon. Later tonight, Peoria hosts Fort Wayne at 6:35 Eastern, or I should say 6:35 Central, and at 6:30 Central, Quad Cities hosts Wisconsin. Final score to get to is the parent organization of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, that is the Minnesota Twins, and they lost their third straight and second straight to the lowly Washington Nationals. Washington explodes for 10 runs on 15 hits to take down the Twins 10-4. So not the best of days around the organization. The Twins lose and the Colonels lose, both by 6 runs. Beloit 7, Cedar Rapids 1. That'll wrap it up on this Saturday afternoon from ABC Supply Stadium. In just 1 hour and 54 minutes, the Colonels drop their biggest game of the season by 6 runs. Tomorrow is an afternoon cup of coffee. It's a 1:05 first pitch at ABC Supply. We will get you on the air at 12:55. Looking for something going in the right direction for Cedar Rapids when they take the field tomorrow against Beloit. 7-1 your final today. We will see you tomorrow afternoon for Game 6 of this six-game set between the Colonels and the Sky Carp.